The Breakdown with Bethany is a mom.com podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of The Breakdown with Bethany. I'm Bethany Braun Silva, and today my guest is Brittany Mahomes. Brittany is an athlete, she's a mom, and she's the wife of Patrick Mahomes. And we just love watching her, whether it's in the suite at the Chiefs game or, you know, on the sidelines, no pun intended, as she raises her kids, Sterling and Bronze. Brittany is also an advocate for kids' food allergies, and that's really what we're going to be talking about today. Her son Bronze had a scary reaction to peanuts, and he had to actually get rushed to the emergency room. So we're going to be talking about how she navigates the food allergies with both of her kids, how, you know, game days look in her house, knowing that her kids do have those allergies, and how she's holding down the fort while Patrick is conquering the world of football. So take a listen. Hey, Brittany, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really, really well. I'm so excited to talk to you. You're like everybody's like best mom friend, I feel like.
Aw, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. And actually, let's jump right in because I'm a mom of two. My kids are significantly older than yours, but I feel like there's nothing scarier than a food allergy, especially when you don't know your child has one. And I know that your little girl had one, but never had a crazy reaction. So tell us about the incident with Bronze and, you know, what prompted you to get involved with kids and food allergies.
Yeah. So my oldest daughter actually did have a reaction. She was around 10 months old. She had an allergic reaction to milk. So her reaction, you know, was vomiting, itchy eyes, sneezing, that type of stuff. Not as serious, I guess, or scary as Bronze was. But with the history of my oldest daughter having them, you know, with my youngest, I was a little more careful going into certain things. So I was, you know, doing early introduction, introducing different stuff. And so we were on the first day of peanuts. And within minutes, he, you know, began to get fussy, was a little irritable. And I was like, okay, maybe he's just tired. You know, let's go to the bath and start bedtime a little bit earlier. And I took off his diaper, and in his diaper area was completely covered in hives. And he began to get extremely inconsolable and more fussy. And within minutes, it began to grow up his stomach, through his arms, and covered his entire body within minutes. So obviously, with my oldest daughter having food allergies, we had our epinephrine auto-injector with us, our AuviQ. And so I felt a little at ease knowing I did have that if I needed it. I ended up not having to use it. We got to the emergency room, and they ended up, you know, putting all the things on him. His heart was okay. He was breathing fine. And ultimately, he was fine. But still, it was definitely a terrifying experience. It was a lot more severe than it was with my oldest daughter, and very scary as a mom.
I can only imagine. Yeah, especially with such a little one. And can you talk to me a little bit about how you are managing? I mean, I know Bronze is little, but is Sterling in school?
He's not, but she definitely goes out and about and does a lot of things with friends and classes and all types of stuff. So, I manage it very well, I guess you could say. I'm a little maybe overprotective at times, but, you know, I just make everyone aware. So wherever she goes, whoever she's with, it's our job to speak up and advocate for her and let everyone know the situation and something severe could happen. So, you know, just making everybody around us aware and making everyone around us aware of how to use the AuviQ, where it is, what you need to do. It does talk you through it, and it talks you through the steps of how to use it, what to do, and then to call 911. So it's reassuring to have that speaks to you and talks you through it, and just making, you know, everyone aware around us.
And is she aware at all? I know she's still so little, but like, I'm imagining part of, you know, navigating allergies is to also make kids, you know, really advocate for themselves.
Yeah. So Sterling is getting to that point where she does understand. She knows, you know, I make eggs every morning for breakfast, and she's like, that makes my tummy hurt. And I'm like, yes, So we've expressed to her, you know, it'll hurt your stomach, it'll make you itchy, you know, those different, not trying to scare her, but making her aware. So she knows, you know, milk and eggs and peanuts, she definitely knows that they make her tummy hurt, but we do just, you know, for our own safety, try to keep it out of the house, away from our kids, because it's better safe than sorry.
Of course. And I mentioned before, I'm over at mom.com and we just are such big fans of yours. And I'm
Thank you.
wondering, also, like, what do you want to say to moms or parents really who are kind of navigating the tricky waters of kids with food allergies? Maybe they just got back from an emergency room visit and they're feeling really overwhelmed. But so we'd love to hear just from your side of things.
Yeah, so as a mom, I think it's very important, or any person who's taking care of a kid with food allergies, I think it's important to have confidence and know that it is okay to speak up. It's becoming more and more common, and you know, more people are becoming aware of it, in daycares and different places and stuff. But I think my big message out there is, I don't ever feel guilty for advocating for this child, whether it's your own child or someone, a child in your care that you're taking care of. Speak up, don't feel guilty about it. You know, that kid's life and safety is in your hands. And so I think just making, you know, everybody aware of it and not feeling bad about it, is my main message that I want to get out there for sure.
I love that. And you guys are obviously such an active, sports family, you being an athlete yourself. Are you seeing that in Sterling and Bronze? Have they inherited you and your husband's athletic genes?
Sterling for sure has. She's definitely into all things sports, loves to try anything. You know, Patrick had her throwing the ball at 6 months old. So she's definitely crushing it. Bronze, we're working on it. We're trying to get him walking. He's being a little stubborn and a little dramatic, you know, but he's definitely can throw the ball, obviously. But we're working on him getting up and moving and into some sports for sure.
I love it. And we are, coming up on like the biggest football day of the year. And I'm wondering, what does that look like in, I mean, I know it's a different story if, the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, but if you guys are watching at home, like what does like a typical, like football day look with, like with you guys? This, I know you have to be careful with snacks and things like that.
Yeah, for sure. So if the kids are with me, we've eliminated all nuts, all anything that could hurt the kids from the suite. So I think that was my first step, you know, in game days, was making sure that everything in the suite is safe for the kids. So, and then yeah, we do carry our Alba-Q with us everywhere we go, to every game. It's in the diaper bag. Everyone's aware of where it is and what to do. And yeah, keeping our bag full of safe snacks is our ultimate key. When we are out and about at the games, for sure.
And you did talk a little bit about early introduction. I know that's like a huge part of, caring for kids with allergies or potential allergies. What did that look like in your family? Because I don't think a lot of, I think, people know about it, but if you don't have a kid with allergies and maybe you don't know what early introduction is, can you talk a little bit about that from your point of view?
Yeah, so I can speak a little bit on it, but I think Dr. Gupta would probably know
Sure.
more about it. But I didn't do it with Sterling, and so I was aware that, you know, we might have to run into the same issue with food allergies with Bronze. So I started it, you know, when he was around, I think, 9 months, and it's like 10 days. I think it's 10 days of introducing milk, which I already knew he was okay with, because we started formula early because I didn't want him to be allergic to milk. So I was like, you know what? I breastfed him as well, but I did formula because I'm like, I don't want him allergic to milk again. So we started formula at the beginning. So we did 10 days of milk, and then we did 10 days of eggs, and then 10 days of peanuts. And it's just, you know, like this little powder packet you mix in with his bottle once a day, and just kind of see where it goes. But I think Dr. Gupta could probably talk about early introduction more than I could.
Sure. So I appreciate you bringing this up, and I love that Brittany did it. But early introduction is so important because it's one way we now know we can actually prevent food allergies. So we highly encourage it. And milk is super important. You can do it with a powder. You can do it with natural foods like yogurt. Same with peanuts, the one we have the most data on. So introducing peanut products, you can do it with peanut butter, like kind of watered down. Or you can do it with a powder like Brittany did. So there's a lot of options for parents out there, and it's really the best way we know right now to prevent food allergies. So, you know, Brittany did it with milk and eggs successfully in Bronze, which, you know, Sterling has. So that's awesome, because those two are the most common food allergens in young children, and they're the most significant, right? Because milk and egg are everywhere and in everything. So the fact that she got over those two. The other thing we're seeing is with Peanut, as people start up in her case, exactly, some kids are already allergic, so that's why we're identifying more food allergies earlier, because people are doing more early introduction. But I would say the sooner you can start, the better, like as close to like when they start eating. And then also, just make sure if they have any kind of severe eczema, like Sterling does, right? Like she had eczema, that's really important to talk to your pediatrician and then potentially see an allergist about.
That's amazing. And I just have two more questions. Brittany, what you talked a little bit about the peace of mind that carrying an EpiPen gives you. What do you want to tell to parents that, I mean, obviously, your kids' health and safety and well-being comes first, but it can be kind of scary thinking that you might have to inject your child with something at some point. So, but can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we have AUVI-Q. It's our epinephrine auto injector that we bring everywhere with us. And I feel like if you make people aware of it and you talk about it not in a scary way, I feel like it's not going to be scary. So obviously, the situation will be a panic situation, but I think the more you stress about it and the more you make it of a big deal, it is a big deal. But at the end of the day, it takes you through it. It walks you through it. It talks to you. It reminds you to call 911. And I think it handles the situation a lot better than, you just being on your own and freaking out and not knowing what to do. So, I think just, staying calm, being confident in the AUVI-Q, it does send a trainer with you in the box. So you can use that trainer and you can walk through it as many times as you want to make you feel more confident on how to use it and what to do if you ever have to.
I love that. I didn't know that. So that's actually a
Yeah.
really great piece of information for parents to give them an added like added peace of mind. And
Yeah.
my final question, so I just a little personal stuff about me is that my husband has this crazy job, right? Like he works, he's out of the home, a lot of the time, and I find myself holding down the fort. And I think we so I really really I sort of see a lot of that in you. Like you're really
Yeah.
there holding down the fort while your husband is out, tackling, no pun intended, the world of football.
Yeah.
But like so tell us a little bit
Yeah.
about that, like being like you're the default parent, your mama, you got it all going, and we'd love to just hear about a little bit about that.
Yeah, I feel like I've always been kind of a go-getter and figure it out type person on your own. So I feel like this is nothing new to me. And we walked into this together. So we both knew where things were going. And, when we brought kids into the world, we both, knew this was how it's going to be. But I'm a big just figure it out and, keep going type of person. So at times it does get a little bit stressful, but I feel like I was born to be a mom and I absolutely adore every second of it. And my kids are my everything and they're my motivation. And so I love getting to spend time with them and having to hold down the fort while my husband is, crushing the world and doing amazing things. So I really appreciate all the hard work that he does, outside of our house. So I really try to, do the same thing within our house for him.
I love it. We love watching you guys. So
Thank you.
thank you so much for all the wonderful information. And I'll be sure to share more about like the AUVI-Q and all of that when this goes live. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate
Appreciate
it.
it. All right. Take care.
All
All
right.
right.
You too.
You too.